I saw that photo on Facebook of you at the White House sitting on a bench next to a person made out of Legos.
Oh, yes.
And I thought, that, of course, it's the only kind of human being that Bob can identify with and that will fully understand. He's the only one who got you, right?
We had a great conversation. Yeah. We were solving the world problems on the lawn of the White House yesterday.
How far into the conversation were you before you realized, wait a minute, this person's made out of Legos?
It was after the Instagram post I put up and somebody made a comment that the person's not real.
Yeah.
We actually did a Tiny Desk concert at the White House yesterday. It was a good day. Common was the artist. It was incredible. And we just put that online just like hours ago. So,
well, I was on a plane from the motherland coming back to D.C.
So I had clearly a better time than you did.
I was on a plane with a preschooler. I just took my son. We went to Kansas. Just before I left last Friday for Kansas for a trip to see my family, Solange released her record. She released it on Thursday. So I grabbed that just before I got on the plane Friday morning, and I spent the weekend listening to it. And it is really just such a beautiful, inspiring, glorious little work of art. It is just wonderful. The record's called Seat at the Table. And when she announced that she was putting the record out, she called it a project on identity, on empowerment, independence, grief, and ultimately healing. And it is a very personal record from her, political. Nearly all of the songs on the record all run together, so it's this continual stream of music, and they're broken up only from time to time with these spoken word interludes. And these are taken from interviews that she did with family and friends. And the interludes are so important to this record that I wanted to play one of the interludes and then the song that comes right after it. So the first thing you're going to hear is called Tina Taught Me, and it is an interview she did with her mother, Tina Knowles. And then coming right out of Tina Taught Me, we'll hear the song Don't Touch My Hair.
I think part of it is accepting that it's so much beauty in being Black. And that's the thing that I guess I get emotional about, because I've always known that. I've always been proud to be Black. Never wanted to be nothing else. Loved everything about it. Just, it's such beauty in Black people. And it really saddens me when we're not allowed to express that pride in being Black. And that if you do, then it's considered anti-white. No, you just pro-Black, and that's okay. The two don't go together. Because you celebrate Black culture does not mean that you don't like white culture or that you're putting it down. It's just taking pride in it. But what's irritating is when somebody says, you know, they're racist. That's reverse racism. Or they have a Black History Month, but we don't have a White History Month. Well, all we've ever been taught is white history. So why are you mad at that? Why does that make you angry? That is to suppress me and to make me not be proud.
Don't touch my hair when it's the feelings I wear. Don't touch my soul when it's a rhythm I know. Don't touch my crown. They see the vision I've found. Don't touch what's there when it's the feelings I wear. They don't understand what it means to me, but we chose to go.
Roll the ride, I gave it time. But this here is mine.
They say the glory is all mine. Don't test my mouth. They say the truth is my sound. They don't understand what it means to me. But we chose to go. To go where we've meant to know. You know this here is my shit. Roll the ride, I gave the time. But this here is mine. You know this here is my shit. Roll the ride, I gave the time. But this here is
So she's going into another interlude out of, at the end of that song. And, you know, despite, you know, like it was pretty heavily orchestrated there on the chorus towards the end of that song. But most of this record is really spare, just very minimally orchestrated and very plain spoken. It's not hard to understand what she's singing about on this record. You just look at some of the titles of the songs. One's called Mad, Don't Wish Me Well, Weary. There's an interlude called The Glory Is In You, a song that she opens the record with called Rise. It's ultimately, though, just a very uplifting record. It was produced by Raphael Sadiq and has lots of guest appearances. Just another remarkable record this year from another major artist. I was looking back at the year, and they're sucking up all the air on my top 10 list, you know, from
Don't let them. Don't
Radiohead,
let them do it.
Beyonce, Frank Ocean. I mean, Wilco. Wilco's pretty big. That, you know, like, if we look back at the beginning of the year, do you remember we had an Eleanor Friedberger record that was terrific that came out at the beginning of the year? So this is going to be a tough year to... I said at the beginning of the year, Car Seat Headrest would be my number one record, and it still is. But boy, has it been. It's been struggling to hold on there with all this other stuff coming out. Solange, two songs, Tina Taught Me and Don't Touch My Hair from A Seat at the Table.
I am going to play another spare piece of music. It's by a group called Cuddle Magic, maybe my favorite new band name. Yeah, they're a band, they've been around for about 10 years, and they also have collaborated with Beyonce. Nice segue. Keep it in the family. Mm-hmm. The song that I'm going to play is called Trojan Horse. It was written by the main guy in the band, Benjamin Lazar Davis, but he also collaborated on this song with Bridget Kearney from Lake Street Dive. Benjamin says the music is inspired by the music of Ghana. The music is very spare. They have an album coming out in 2017, and this is from that album. The album's called Ashes/Axis, and the song, Trojan Horse.
Trojan Horse, no recourse, long ride.
two hands can't build Rome. Baby, at least I built Greece, that's my home. Greece, New York, my pitch forecast in chrome. Clear out the way for my hand to lay one more stone.
That sounded like.
I just want to say that again. Cuddle magic.
Magic. It was a good one to come out of the Solange record. I liked some of the little tones and textures in that. That was nice.
Their fifth album is called Ashes and Axis. It comes out January 27th. Are we ready for this? 2017. 17 years into the century.
Wow.
And I also predict that in 2017, we will have our first artist in our top 10 albums of the year born in the 21st century.
You sure we haven't done that already?
Not in our top 10, although maybe Soak. No, Soak was close.
Last year,
she was close. But it's about to happen. It's going to happen, and I think 2017 is the year.
I'm going to have to make a little calendar reminder to go
do
back.
Do that right
and
now.
Yeah.
Do that.
When I get a record in, I just throw it into my playlist called To Hear. I've got 2,643 songs in that. Mm-hmm. I really am behind. But anyway, I put it on random play and shuffle and just when something comes up. And I was thinking when I was listening for stuff for this week's show, I was thinking I really want some rock and roll. I haven't had just guitar-driven, heavy rock and roll. So I just started skipping around saying, please, please, somebody just give me some rock and roll. And then I heard this.
Or do you want to ask? You set your game on now. It's showing through the masses want to get away. So when all backs are turned, you fall into an act. And that's the danger here. The lobby. I can't fix all the bridges burned. Just another lesson we have got to unlearn. Behind the iron shield, so eager to amaze. Is it the new excuse or just too much? I'm here, but there I'm done. There's nothing left to face. The same is there or here or any other place. Well, now it's too late. Now there's no need to return. I can't fix all the bridges burned. Just another lesson we have got to unlearn. We'll
Come down, Mr. Hilton.
That's just what I needed.
Just it seeing you dance so around all, with your shirt off and that air guitar, and I don't know, man.
Want me to shirt up, Bob? Let me get this back on for
Please
you.
Please do. Yeah. For all of us.
The band is Major Stars. It's a group from Boston. They have been around for nearly 20 years. This is their 9th full-length record. It's called Motion Set, and that song was called Unlearn. The incredible singer you heard on that is Haley Thompson King, and all that guitar gloriousness was Wayne Rogers. Lots of shredding on this record. If you like to just sit on your back porch with a beer and air guitar, then this is the record for you. Major Stars. The record, Motion Set, actually isn't out until November 11th.
God, I don't want to be a wet blanket, but boy, I could not deal with that song.
I don't know why this is such a block. You have such a block from any kind of like riff rock because you say like, well, it's been done. I've got Led Zeppelin. Why would I listen to any more riff rock?
There's certainly that, but the difference for me is not just that there was Led Zeppelin Y anymore. There's something valid about that, but it's stupid. I know. But the point is that what they did with riff rock is there was so much life in those guitar riffs, and they weren't just here's an idea, oh I'll repeat that idea, oh here's an idea, oh I'll repeat that. Their songs were, there was just so much more depth, and that's why I was able to like that stuff. So,
don't get me wrong, I pray at the altar of Led Zeppelin for sure, but yeah. I disagree with this and a number of other bands that I think are making riff rock like this today. I feel like it's got as much depth to it. Major Stars, mark your calendar. We should maybe take a break here, or what do you want to do?
No. I'm gonna do a cleansing of another with another rock song and see if you
cleansing.
Like it. And I bet
this is gonna be the exact same sort of thing, and then I'm gonna just use Steely Logic.
Totally,
and
then we'll take a break.
Okay.
All right, because we're gonna fight it out. Now, this one's by a group called Purling Hiss.
No.
Which we're doing a first listen on. Yes.
Yeah, we're gonna do a first listen
approved?
On Major Stars.
Yes.
Yes, I did approve the Purling Hiss.
And this song's called 3000 AD. Crank it.
We'll be right back.
Purling Hiss.
I love Purling Hiss. And it's not a competition, but I think...
Oh, that, it's a competition. That was a
lot,
we're on.
That was like broody, moody, thinky rock, if you like that. But I think mine had a lot more life in it. I think my major stars had a lot more life.
I think the guitar solo's dead.
Oh, my Lord.
I totally do. And I think we should do a poll. The poll is a guitar solo dead? Do you want to hear a guitar solo on the record? Maybe.
Is the guitar solo dead? Yeah. Nah, you're crazy.
Okay, we'll find out.
You're insane. We were talking with our intern about Anna.
Third question, am I insane? I mean, let's take a break and go to, what do we got today? Vodka?
Yeah,
alcohol.
Here we go.
Oh, the old demon alcohol.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Fifth Generation, maker of Tito's Handmade Vodka. Tito Beverage, yeah, that's his real name, incorporates the concepts of artisan craftsmanship found in boutique wineries into the spirits industry to create Tito's Handmade Vodka. Tito still uses the time-honored pot still batch distillation process at the original distillery where he started it all in Austin, Texas. Tito's Handmade Vodka is made from corn and is naturally gluten-free.
That's like your last name being podcast, music podcast.
Right.
Bob Music Podcast. Tito Beverage. Maybe, you know, your name can lead you in lots of interesting directions.
I've always wanted to do that where, you know, you get the carpenter whose name is, you know, John Hammer. And
right.
You just go over.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Right. Well, there's another theme show right there.
Okay, great.
You know, I'm going to, after all that rock and roll, I'm going to bring it completely down,
I will bring it
all
back
the
up.
Way
People,
down.
Don't go away, because I've got some more.
This is going to be a lovely little interlude from Gillian Welch. Back in the mid-90s, I went through this real big phase of loving old-timey music, folk music, mountain music, bluegrass.
I saw you on the tail end of that when you came to work.
Yeah, and it was just sort of, you know, like around 2001, 2, 3, 4, yeah, it kind of started receding a little bit. But one of the big reasons I got into it was this record called Revival from Gillian Welch that came out in 1996. It was her debut record. She recorded with Dave Rawlings. It was produced by T-Bone Burnett. And Revival in 1996, it was a precursor to this huge genuine revival in folk and old-timey music that was coming very soon when T-Bone Burnett produced the Oh Brother, Where Art Thou soundtrack in 2000. Anyway, Revival from Gillian Welch is now celebrating its 20th anniversary, and one of the ways they're doing that is by releasing this record called Boots Number One, the official Revival bootleg. It's all these outtakes and demos and previously unreleased tracks, and it includes this very early demo of a song on the record called Akeney Bell.
Snow lie deep on the windy hills. ice and snow is gonna melt away. And so I'll sing that yellow bird song for troubled times will soon be gone.
Voices you hear at the end there were from a conversation that two people were having out in the hallway where they recorded this demo in a writer's room at the Almo Irving Publishing Company in Nashville.
It really is just absolutely stunning. You redeemed yourself.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. This whole, you know, when it came out in 1996, there was a real debate about whether or not Gillian Welch was the real deal, or was she just cribbing from the past and like playing the part of an old-timey musician. And, you know, she wears this old polka dot dress and a black and white photo on the cover of the record, and some people called it a costume. And I think she's the real deal, and I think 20 years later she's proven to be the real
deal.
And that song, Acony Bell, it was a demo.
How do you spell that?
A-C-O-N-Y. A-C, like acorn, but okay. Acony. And that actually went on to become the name of Gillian Welch's own label, Acony Records, and they are putting this out. Boots number one on November 25th. And if you want to hear another song, previously unreleased cut from...
Go to your home at...
yeah, go to our webpage, npr.org/allsongs, and search for Gillian Welch.
Well, I'm going to bring us back to the guitar loud stuff. This falls more in the catchy pop loud guitar stuff. It's called by a band called Black Honey. Mm. The song I'm going to play from Black Honey is called Hello Today. The singer is Izzy B. Phillips. I think you're going to like her. The tremolo guitar that at the beginning reminds me a little bit of the Smiths. Izzy B. Phillips says about the song Hello Today, she says, "Sometimes I feel like my past is haunting me, so I wrote Hello Today, trying to accept my mistakes, put my dreams aside, and look into the future. It's empowering." Yeah, okay, stuff happened, to loosely quote her, but I'm about today.
It's a good way of looking at life. I'm about today, too.
Yeah.
I try to take about 1 or 2 seconds at a time. That's all I can handle.
One guitar bend.
I'm gonna go crank that up. It's just bone crushing. I loved it.
I have a great idea. You should do that.
All right.
Right after you have a good day.
Right, right when you're out of the room.
Yeah. The common tiny desk at the White House is up and happening and really worth watching. And it's been a good week.
Yeah, thanks, Bob.
Thank you, Mr. Hilton. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.